to another episode of Between the Lines. I'm Richard with you again. And this week we are going to be talking about the week of October 18th. And we have a lot of activities for this week. We're going to start off with the library. Starting with October 19th, the library is hosting the Sports Mascot Controversy presented by Travis Larson. This will be held at the Kearney County Senior Center at 11:30. The event will start with a cover disc lunch, and then roughly at 12 o'clock, Travis will present his presentation. If you want to take part in the lunch, you'll need to bring a cover disc. If not, just show up roughly around 12:45-ish. That way you can get a seat to be ready to listen to the presentation by Travis at noonish. But the program is Sports Mascot Controversy. The use of Native American imaginary for sports mascots has a long and controversial history. Whereas some proponents say that the mascots honor Native cultures, others argue that they reinforce ethnic stereotypes and cultural misunderstanding. Universities such as Stanford and Marquette have changed their team names and mascots in response to the debate. Other teams, however, have fought cases in court in order to preserve their mascot images. This presentation will explore the history of these images, the controversies surrounding them, and the various ways sports teams have changed, eliminated, or defended the use of Native American-themed mascots. And again, this is presented by Travis Larson. He is a sports historian who lives in Salina, and he will be coming over again Monday, October 19th, to do the presentation, The Sports Mascot Controversy. And again, that is sponsored by the Kearney County Library, and it will be taking place at the Kearney County Senior Center during the Golden Agers Luncheon. Also this week with the library, we go to Friday, October 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. The library is going to host an event that we are basically calling the Princess Day. We're going to have some decorations put out for princesses, have the young ladies of all ages come in and they can bring their own costume. We'll have a small variety of costumes available that they can dress up in, get their pictures taken. They can have their nails done. That we'll have a craft and just have a fun time for that afternoon. So if you are going to be in the area on Friday, October 23rd from 2 to 4, we'd be glad to see all the ladies here in the community come to the library and celebrate Princess Day with us. For Deerfield, for the week of October 18th, on Tuesday the 20th, they have a high school, middle school volleyball game, and it will be at Moscow. And then when you jump over to the 23rd, they have the high school football game versus Ingalls, and it is senior night that night, so be sure to show up for them and do senior night with them. On the 24th, that Saturday, they have high school cross-country regional and high school volleyball sub-state. And they also have the ACT test coming up this coming Saturday on the 24th. On the Lakin School calendar, for Monday the 19th, they have high school golf tournament, which is for the girls, of course, for state tournament. We have the middle school volleyball High Plains League tournament. High school JV football, it is here against Cimarron. Also, we have a high school scholars bowl, and it will be at Meade starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. On Tuesday the 20th, we have a high school volleyball, high school Plains League taking place again. And then the 21st, everybody gets to take picture retakes if they need to. On the 22nd, the grade school actually has retakes as well. So on the 21st, we have the high school, middle school retakes. On the 22nd, grade school retakes. On the 23rd, they only have half a day because they're going to have a teacher work day that day. Also, the Kearney County Fire and Rescue tailgate will happen at 5:30 p.m. right before the high school football game versus Scott City, which will, of course, be here in town. On Saturday the 24th, the high school volleyball team will be at Substate. High school cross country is at regional. And all the students that are going to be doing the testing for ACT will be having that done on Saturday. So remember all those activities happening for the school districts. And also remember again for the library, we will be having on Monday the 19th, Travis Larson coming in to do the sports mascot controversy presentation at the Kearney County Senior Center during the Golden Agers Luncheon. That begins at 11:30 with a covered dish and roughly 12-ish for the presentation. And on October 23rd from 2 to 4. The library itself, here in the library, we're going to have our Princess Day. So be ready for a full week of activities this next week. And that'll do it for us today. Everybody, enjoy your day out there. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.